Okay, so I have a disclaimer. I'm not here to give any share. I'm here to work things through together. Anyone having difficulty?
Yes, lots of difficulty.
So difficult. Nothing adds up, things don't work. And even trying to work backwards, it doesn't work, right? Just skip to the halacha and see how it fit in. It doesn't work backwards, it doesn't work forwards, it doesn't work. So I'm here not to say any shir, I'm here to just tell you my difficulties and validate them, hopefully. And if you have answers, please, please, don't shy away. And here we go, okay? So it's ironic, the order of Shulchan Aruch is a little bit ironic, which I mentioned before. The whole Shulchan Aruch doesn't make any sense. It's three seifim in the middle of Shin Mem. It doesn't get its own time. It doesn't get its own platform. It's Kosev in the middle of nowhere. Fine. So what happens? Sif Hey speaks about, which we'll see, just a public service announcement, PSA. We want to get to the halacha chilek this coming week. Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah. I want to move because I want to wrap it up and come back to it, right? Hadron Halach, just to come back because it's not going to be Davar Shalim, but we're going to try to, do it right. That was a pun. Okay, so here we go. So in Sif Hey, all of a sudden, all we say is that you're allowed to make symbols with your fingers and make a rosham. A rosham means to make a marking with your fingers in the air. Why would you tell otherwise? What's the problem, right? We need a Shulchan Aruch to tell you it's mutter. What would be the... Yeah, there it was. To you, Noam.
You passed over information.
So I would think, so it's funny because the place can speak out, the reason why you can't even make hand motions is because you're ma'amin yadav, you're training your hands to do certain actions that will lend to malacha. And it's not even in the kosev itself. But the reason why I want to start with Sif Hey and get back into Roshem, because Roshem is really, it's the thorn in our side at every step. At every step you're going to turn, right? So we don't want to write two letters, because that's problematic. So what should you do? Just a scribble. But if Roshem is a problem, and Roshem means just making a marking, and that's a problem, so game over. So you have to address it. The way I see the sugya, you have to address Roshem first, because until we can get through or past or over the Roshem issue, we're always going to have problems. Are we together? Yeah? Because you can't even get to step two until we can make our markings, so to say, a little wiggle room. Because then every quarter of a letter is going to be a marking. So don't do two letters, so do one. Chatzi shir. But even if it's one, let's say it's a quarter of one letter, so it's not even a chatzi shir, it's still a marking. Game over, you lose. So what happened over here? So how do we paskin? This is where, excellent question. So here we go. I'm gonna go right into that. We're gonna hit there, yeah? So in Gemara, the way it's supposed to work in Halacha, this is a terrible idea. We started with Kesef first, because it doesn't even flow. There's not even like a Gemara to the Gemara to Rishonim to the Shulchan Aruch. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yossi or not? It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah goes and says, you write two letters, right? Is it a problem? And Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, no, it's only Roshem. So what did the first opinion hold? That it's not a problem of Roshem. So is there an issue of Roshem at all? The issue they're coming to address is Kosev, right? So what is the opinion of the Tanna Kamma? I'm just asking a Mishnah.
It sounds like you're allowed to do markings.
It would seem, if you read the Mishnah and took it at face value, yeah. Why? That's dinim in Kosev. I want to know, what is the opinion of the Tanna Kamma as it pertains to Roshem? You're telling me Dinim and Kosev. I want to know what is the opinion of Roshan, because when we're going to try to figure out who do we paskin like, Tanakama or Rav Yossi, right? So we need to know, wait, if we paskin like Rav Yossi, it's pretty straightforward. Roshan is going to be an issue. If we paskin like Tanakama,
you can make markings.
Seemingly. And wait, that's wild. This is great. This is great news. Make all the markings you want. Don't worry. Don't do this. Yeah?
That's the whole truth for
everyone. Seemingly. It seems that, yeah, again, if you just take, that's why it's so problematic. You just take Rabbi Yossi and we paskin like who? We don't. We paskin like Tanakama. Who said? So that's the problem over here. We don't have a Shulchan Aruch telling us. We don't have a Torah telling us. So Tziurim, that's not fair. I'll tell you why, it's not fair. He doesn't say what? So the Shaila is, who do we pass on like Tanakama or Rabbi Yossi? And what is Shita's Tanakama in contrast to Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi goes and says, Reshim is an issue, Tanakama holds, Reshim is not an issue, mutter, at face value, how do we take it? Who says that? Of course, yeah, very good. So that's where we're heading. So the Rambam goes and says two things that are very, very hard to reconcile. The Rambam goes and says that Roshim is the tolda of Kosev. Kosev is the Av Malacha, and the tolda, which is on the same level Daraisa as we've spoken, which only gets demoted, and the only difference in its demotion is that it's only a Chiyuv Chatos. So it's also a same biblical issue.
Right.
So there's no real difference for our intents and purposes. It's going to be Roshim. So he passes like that? Or he's going in the opinion of Rav Yossi. Right? Comes along the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah goes and says over there, well, first, in the Pirush Mishnayos, he spells it out clearly. Rachel, Bitchak, Tana, Rav Yossi is going to be Mechayiv on Roshim, and we don't paskin like Rav Yossi. Straight. Comes to the Rambam, same author, and he writes in Mishnah Torah, his halacha work, that Roshim is a tolda of Kosev. Huh? Comes along the Magen Mishnah, no. That's the opinion of Rav Yossi, but we don't paskin like him. Okay? I'm just trying to work it through, because we could jump to like the practical cases, but there's a big disconnect. There's a big disconnect. Fine? Comes along the Magen Mishnah and says, we don't paskin like him. Right? But it's still going to be a problem. It's still a tolda. Right. Yet, here's the problem. When you get to writing with your left hand, the Rambam paskins that if you write with your left hand, halacha yadalid, it's pater. Pater means, and all of Hilchos Shabbos, remember this for the rest of your life, pater means pater aval aser midrabbanan. Mutter means it's allowed. Pater means you're pater from bringing a karban, but it's still aser
midrabbanan,
on a rabbinical level. So the Rambam's going to go and say, you're pater if you write with your left hand. Every left hand writing should be roshim. It's a marking, isn't it? Seemingly, how could the Rambam let you off the hook? Every roshim, every writing with your left hand, should be,
by definition,
a marking. That's why every time you're going to get to anything, right? Let's say like you get to a case, right? You're a doctor and you have to be on call, which is, again, we're going to learn Hilchos Refuah, and it's wild how there definitely is makom and a place and a precedence for being on call for life-threatening illness, and then we extend it to even not life-threatening because whatever, you have to be on call, and then even for non-Jews because you can't only service Jews because they'll make big problems for Jews, and we keep extending and extending it. Before you know it, as long as your name is doctor, you just do whatever you want on Shabbos, because I'm a doctor. So don't worry, I have many family members and close relatives and friends who are doctors. But you just have to work it through. We're going to work it through in Hilchos Rafua. So what if you need to write a prescription? Or you need to sign discharge papers, and you're the resident doctor on call. What do you do? So, you know, the easiest thing would be write with your left hand and just scribble it. That's what doctors do anyway. Right? So just scribble it. Take your left hand, scribble. If we're gonna go and we're gonna be mechayiv alteration, we didn't solve anything. So
this ratio still about the Tanakhama. So
this is the question. There's a machlokes, how to understand what's the shita of Tanakhama. Will the Tanakhama say that it's going to be an Issur D'Rabbanan nonetheless, or it's going to be mutter? The Mishnah Berurah goes and says in Bir Halacha that it's still Asur Midrabbanan. Asur Midrabbanan nonetheless. But again, like we always mention, what? Why? Because it's not Niskayim. It's not Niskayim on Durabonon. Shrei Durabonon. Shrei Durabonon and the Malkum. Right. I don't have a good answer. That I saw this. Where did I see this? It's Einim Niskayim. Because they're mechalik between what about cloth? Hard cloth, soft cloth. The Marshal and others are getting very busy. What is going on and what are you allowed to make impressions on? Right? If you would take, I'll take my safer, yeah? Can anyone see this?
No.
Not from there. Okay, fine. It's clear and it might stay for a really long time. Is that allowed? A single straight line. So, I'm telling you, this is why I'm here to just, if anyone can help me, I'm looking for help. That's the small putter. That's why it's small putter, very good. We're not all together here. Again. No, we're not together. Go again. What do you want to say? Yeah. No, that's the problem. The Rambam says it's a tolda. The question is, who's he going like? Where does it fit back in the sugya? He's going in Rabbi Yossi. Is that how he's paskining la halacha? That's the problem. That's one way, like, it doesn't fit. It has to be Tanakhama. Go. You're on. Go. Bigger beard. Let's go. So this is the difficulty. It's a halachic work. The Mishnah Torah is a halachic work. He's paskening halacha. That's why they all the Bali Musar love Hilchas Deis. Because when he talks about having good midos, they say it's in Mishnah Torah. This is not a Musar book. It's a halacha you have to fix your midos. Right? That's when they say that shmooze, because it's a halacha book. So he's coming to just tell you nice things in the Gemara. Hey, Shitas of Yosi is as follows, but. Go. That was what I asked for. No more. Before you came.
What's the fundamental difference between Ksiva and Mashiva?
Machshava.
Yeah?
That's what I would assume. Go, what do you have? I would assume it's intent. If a scrabble with no... Scrabble, not the game. A scribble with no intent...
Or is it something with level of skill required from this type of thing?
Let's say...
is more of a sophisticated thing. Mashiva, right?
Let's go down that road.
You require some sort of level of dasis and
skill
to write something, where scribble doesn't take much skill.
Okay.
So, if you could, I guess, what was your original definition, it's the same point. You said
no, I was going to think in kavana.
Okay, so it's level requirement, the physical requirement, or cognitive requirement.
Machshava to me was kavana, yeah.
Okay, so let's say you go down and move down. Now it depends if what the av is. Rabbi Yossi holds the av is Mishima, because he understood the Mishka Machshava, that was the point. It wasn't expressing a language, expressing ideas. It was just to be Misamein, to make a simon what's what. That doesn't require that much skill. Much more simple. If that's the av, then of course small is going to be included in that, whatever. If the Chachamim, if the av is Ksiva, meaning to say it needs to require the Milo Ksiva, cognitive skills of writing, as opposed to marking, so then I can still make a split. I can.
Rishima's a level down.
No, meaning to say, Rishima, you can somehow accomplish Ksiva with Rishima, but once you, and therefore will still be a Tolda, but that will come with the limitations of Ksiva. I mean, it's say a lower level.
But I want a heter. I want a heter.
Right. So,
how did it get demoted? If it's a tolda, how is it demoted?
Not demoted. Tolda's not demoted.
Exactly. So, how are we going to get any wiggle room? Small?
Because I'm being highly worship as a form of ksiva. Small, no matter what, is not ksiva. I can use Rishim, I can mark in a sophisticated way. But to do small, meaning to say, Rishim, the Rishim of the Tanakhama is inherently different than the Rishim of Rabbi Yossi. You can hold Rishim as still a Tolda Ksiva because you can write via Rishim. But small is not writing the club.
Okay, so this gets into another point. When you make a shinui, and this is really for all malachas, you can take any one of these chakiras and apply them to all the different malachas. When you have a shinui, does it have to be a shinui in the maisa or a shinui in the toitza?
What's toitza?
The result. Is the action has to be a different action, right? This is the classic case. What do you do about a light? Is that a shinoi? You go with your shoulder and you bump the light. So that's a shinoi in the act. But in the result, there's no difference, right? Whereas when you write with your left hand, it's a shinoi in the act and in the result.
Quality of the writing is worse.
It's a different thing, it's a whole different creation. So therefore, you always have to know, what do we need? So according to what you're saying, Rishima, Roshim is a level down in the Maisa.
I'm not saying it's a level down, that's my point. But it's not a level down. I could write in Rishima, but it's still writing, so therefore small is never writing. Because writing is not a functional way to write with your left
Why hand. Why is small never writing?
It's the Shinui.
What does the Shinui accomplish?
The difference in the Maisa, yes.
Okay, fine. So you're obviously
small,
going...
By Rishima, small.
By small. Yes. So obviously you're going that it's a difference in the Maisa, yeah. Not in the Toitza. Because you're saying it very sharp, but it has to be that it's only a Shinui in the Maisa, because the Shinui in Toitza is it such a Shinui as it pertains to marking, right? Marking is a much lower threshold. If you want to make a shinui in the writing, you know, writing with your left hand would be a whole different thing. It's a different result. But when it gets to marking, you can mark with your left hand just as much as you can mark with your right hand. Mark, mark. So that means we just lowered our threshold for making a shinui. That it only needs to be a shinui in the act and not in the result. Yeah. 100%. So if it's toitz, yeah. 100%.
Exactly.
You don't have a shinoi in any aspect.
Right, you never have a shinoi.
You still have a
The guy got coming up from Arab. To be continued, please, I'm begging, if anyone has a mahalik, something to help us, please come. Offer it, have a gill or something. Yeah?